Hi there, you're through to Daniel at Mermaid League.
Oh,
What?
hi Daniel, it's Michelle. You just left my message.
Oh, hi there, Michelle. How are you?
Hiya.
Just pull up your file quickly. Just for data protection, Michelle, can I take the first line of your address, please?
My address would be 22 Archer Hill. And has it been changed to 32 Alexander Street?
No, it is still the first one. Could I just take the postcode for the
It would
first
be
one?
G. Oh, I've not got. I don't know. G. I actually don't know. I'm not living in that house anymore. G. Oh, G13, is it 4 2 A or something?
That's right. That
Yep.
is correct.
That's
Yep. And just your email address and date of
it's
birth, please, Michelle.
michelle.sim11@gmail.com. My date of birth 29th of 7th 1982.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Michelle. So yeah, we've had some correspondence back from the GP, Berkeley Medical Practice, Victoria
Right.
Park. I provided them with a few of the email addresses that you provided for me.
Right.
Still just come back and said that that's not the address that we have on file. So the addresses that I gave them was there's a 36 Lady Lone Avenue,
Yep.
then there was 22 Archer Hill Road and 31 Ledmore Drive.
Yeah.
And they've come back and said that none of those addresses are the ones that are registered with them. So I was just wondering if you could maybe re-jog your memory a little bit and just
But that's only places I can actually think of, because I've only had three doctors in my life, and it's been Drumchapel and Shaftesbury.
right.
So I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not too sure why they're saying that these aren't registered.
And obviously back when it was like when my mum and I was very, very young, it was Drumchapel Health Centre. And it was Dr. McCluskey, but it was way, way back when I was about 11.
Yeah, was that before it was Berkeley Medical Practice?
No, it was in Drumchapel, that's what I mean. I've only really been with two, and it was Drumchapel and Batley's in the Knightswood, but it used to be called Shaftesbury.
Right. Yeah, I'm not too sure why these addresses aren't registered with them. Would it be
31 Ledmore Drive should be registered with Drumchapel one. The 22 Archer Hill should be registered with the one down at Shaftesbury. And the 36 Lady Lone, that would have been Drumchapel too. So all my records should be in the one place.
yeah, which one would be the Berkeley Medical Practice?
So the one, the back, the down there was when that would have been, it would have been Shaftesbury. It would have been called Shaftesbury Medical Practice. I was really aiming at my kids are with them. That's how I know I was really aiming, because my kids are still with the same doctor.
Your kids are still with
Yeah,
Berkeley,
the
are they?
kids are still with him. It was me that had to change because I moved. So I had to, and that's when I went back to Drumchapel. When my mum stayed in Drumchapel before she passed away, I used her address so I could stay with the same doctor that I knew. So
Right.
that's how I'm getting how they're saying there's no, because I've only really been with two doctors my whole life.
Yeah, no, it's
Drumchapel Health Centre and Shaftesbury.
yeah, so you're saying that it is definitely the 31
It
Ledmore
was
Drive.
definitely 31 Ledmore Drive, but that might have been Drumchapel. I used that. That was my mum's address, so I used 31 Ledmore Drive. So the one down at, when it was Shaftesbury, it was Curragh Street. I can't remember. It was a furnished accommodation. That's when I started vomiting, and my weans were very, very young.
Right.
So it was called Shaftesbury Medical Practice, but now it's been took over and it's called Bartley.
Yeah, it's confusing because they do say that, you are obviously registered with them. It's just the addresses that I'm providing them. They're coming back and saying that they aren't the correct addresses.
31 Ledmore Drive, that should be definitely there, because I had used Drumchapel Health Centre for a long, very long time. So
Yeah.
that definitely should be there. And the Archer Hill one, I don't know if I might have just changed that no long ago. And I've used, because I'm it's definitely, because I've only used two addresses. So
Yeah.
I don't get it, because it was when I moved, I was over in Paisley, but I used Drumchapel. medical practice because I used my mum's address, 31 Ledmore Drive.
Yeah, not to worry. Would it be possible? I'm going to send them an email address and just try and reiterate those addresses to them. Would it be possible for you to call them and just possibly update an address there? Just try and.
I've already done my update online. I had to do it online, so I've done that. I've done that when you first told me.
Oh,
and I've done my new address is actually 32 Alexander Street.
32 Alexander Street.
Yeah, so maybe that's how they're saying there's no goat. But I've only had two doctors in my whole entire life. And it's been Drumchapel Health Aid Centre in Shaftesbury. It used to be called Shaftesbury, but now it's Bartley.
Yeah, not a problem. So the 32 Alexander Street, that's your current address, is it?
Yeah.
I'll just take that full address down as well. Alexander Street, 32 Alexander Street. Flat 1-4.
It's Clybank. I don't know the postcode, so I've literally not moved into it. So.
No worries, I can look that up. That's all right. Clybank. So 32 Alexander Street, flat 1-4, Clybank.
Yep.
Right, not a problem. I'll Google that address and get the postcode, and then I will put that on an email to your general practitioner. Hopefully, then they'll.
I'm going to phone them because I genuinely don't get how they're saying that they've not got my address because I've only used two doctors and it's been them and Drumchapel Health Centre.
Yeah, it is quite confusing.
But because that's what I mean because my wains are still with Shaftesbury, they're still with the Bartley now. It used to be called Shaftesbury, they're still there, and I have just re-registered because. I have moved in Drumchapel, said I couldn't, because of my address, I had to move and get a doctor's closer. That's how I went back to Shaftesbury, so I don't get how they're saying.
No, it's quite confusing. But like I say, hopefully once I provide them with this address, it was on the original subject access request form, 32 Alexander Street as well. I'll just try and reiterate all of the.
Yeah, because I went and actually I phoned them and they told me I couldn't change my address over the phone. I had to go online and do it, so I done that straight away.
Right, how long ago was that? Was that very recently, was it?
Yeah, it was just about maybe a month, 2 months ago. It was the last time you said you had to get the doctors and that, and I said, right, so I done it there that day, your phone.
Yeah.
I actually just went on my phone to doctors and they said I had to change online and I done it straight away.
Right, not a problem. Yeah, no worries, Michelle. If you leave that with me, I will send them an email and just reiterate those addresses to them and hopefully we'll get somewhere with them. And they'll
yeah, definitely, because I just don't get how they're saying because I used my mum's address for years because I didn't want to change my doctor in Drumchapel, so that was Drumchapel Health Centre, and my doctor there was Dr Connolly.
So,
yeah, and then the doctor down in Shaftesbury was Dr McDonald.
Right.
Dr Hepburn is down in the one in Shaftesbury was Dr Hepburn and Dr McDonald. They dealt with me back when I had the girls. So
yeah, Dr Hepburn. Right, I'll put those doctors' names on the email as well, so hopefully any sort of medical records that they hold for yourself will have those doctors' signatures on there. So, right, if you leave that with me, Michelle, I'll send that email across to them to reiterate to them those addresses, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
No worries, I appreciate you calling in, Michelle.
No worries, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care now.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
See you now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.